Several lay people are actively involved in the 13th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization. Most of these are participating as experts and auditors. Among them is Mary Lee Meehan, the past president of the International Catholic Committee of Nurses and Medico-Social Assistants. She spoke to Charles Collins about her work.
It's very difficult to be a Catholic nurse in some of the healthcare places right now. And the most important thing is that they don't feel as if they're all alone. They know that there are others out there that are hurting the same way, not being able to, you know, evangelize how they feel about the church and their faith. And therefore, they have greater strength. And you get renewed and you get replenished when you come to, even if it's a local this chapters and the councils, even the local, you get so renewed because without even speaking, you know how the other person feels. You know, they know that God is in their life. And then if you go to like a New England conference back in 1980, our diocese was responsible for putting a conference on. And the topic was ethics, nurse to nurse. We had to turn away people after 400 people came.
What are some of the concerns you have right now about the relationship with the church and the medical fields? Again, traditionally, Catholic hospitals, Catholic medical missions. Yet now it's becoming much more secularized. There are, you know, concerns, for example, amongst Catholics in the medical field in some countries about being conscious violations and things like that. Can you kind of give us the state of the church and the medical profession in the Western world?
Well, we're all struggling with that because government is interfering. In some countries, like to go to a school that any government money is given to, you're not allowed to teach or talk about any religion in any manner. So that's a problem in our country, in the United States. President Obama is making a rule that we as Catholic hospitals and Catholic healthcare workers have to have insurance that will cover abortion and contraceptives for all of their employees. And that's a major issue in the United States. Other countries have other issues because it's different cultures. Different cultures, because I've probably been to 17, 18 countries. And like in Europe, where the European Union has come into existence, the migration of people into the country from countries within the European Union, and they have different cultures, and that affects the ethical issues. So you might work in a Catholic place, but it's very difficult to have other Catholics working in that don't have the same value system as you. And if you have a shortage of nurses, you have to hire, you know, non-Catholics. And that's a real big issue.